Do these six things to manifest a specific person in your life for love and happiness.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today, we're talking about six specific things that you can do to increase your manifesting ability to attract the love that you desire in your life. But first, a special gift for each and every one of you. If you haven't taken the Law of Attraction quiz, I urge you to do it today. Go to lawofattractionsolutions.com/quiz. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com/quiz. And it's free. It's our gift to you because you'll see where you stand and what you need to improve on. It's a wonderful tool to help you manifest the love that you crave, the money you desire, and the health that you absolutely depend upon. So Rachel and I are absolutely thrilled. We're excited. We're jumping up and down. We're dancing on the ceiling. We received two wedding announcements from two clients. One has already set a date and wants us to be there. And of course, we certainly will. We love attending weddings. That's what it's all about, high flyers. It's all about bringing good things into your life. And there's nothing better to have in your life than someone that loves you, cares about you, cherishes you, and somebody that you feel the same about. So we're talking about attracting a specific person into your life. And people will ask me, hey, Robert, is it okay that I do affirmations all day? Yeah, fine. Is it okay that I visualize? Yes, that's fine too. Is it okay that I use your tapping technique? Absolutely. Is it okay that I use your pillow talk technique? Yes, absolutely. So all of these things are fine. But where most people trip up, and this is going to be very tough, it's a tough pill to swallow, so to speak, but where most people trip up is they become attached to the outcome. In other words, they will do tapping for 3 or 4 days, and then they will start wondering, why isn't he calling me? Why hasn't he texted me? We have a video on YouTube on how to get someone to text you. And it's amazing that people will try it for a few days and then begin claiming that it doesn't work. It does work. I've used it for 25 years. I've used it in business. I've used it in personal relationships. I've used it for a number of different purposes, but I never become attached to the outcome. Oh my gosh, I have a client today. She's meeting with someone, her lover, and she's bringing a Christmas present. And all she could talk about in her text is, well, we'll see if he brings a present for me. We'll see how much he cares about me if he brings a present. And that's being attached to the outcome. That's being attached to how other people behave and how other people think. And the bottom line is, your lover doesn't think exactly the way you do. And so there may be discrepancies on what you believe is a legitimate expression of love. But people start pushing and choking the energy, as we call it. Why is it not happening? Why isn't she calling me? It's been 2 weeks. I've been doing everything that you have told me to do. Why isn't it working? It is, but you keep hitting the off button. You see, once you begin to question, why is it not working? Why haven't I gotten any response? Why is he not calling me? Once you start down that scary, scary path, that begins what you attract. You begin attracting more of, why is he not calling me? Why is she not responding? Why hasn't she responded to my email? Things of that nature. Why isn't it happening? And so you get more, why is it not happening? That becomes your new affirmation. Oh, did I say it, Rachel? That becomes your new affirmation. Why is it not happening yet? And so the universe gives you more of that, because that's what you're emotionalizing. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're investing in. I'm telling it like it is, high flyers. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not going to soft talk you. I'm going to tell you exactly the way it works. And it's important to emotionalize your goals. It's important to visualize and emotionalize it. But then you have to let it go and let it flow. You have to feel as if everything you desire has already manifested or begun to manifest. Even if you don't see it, it's already manifesting. You need to clearly let it go. So this is where people get confused, because they say, well, if I'm going to let it go, then I shouldn't think about the person at all. I shouldn't have any intentions for this person. I shouldn't do affirmations. I shouldn't have a vision board. I shouldn't do all these things. I should just forget about it and let it go. And the answer is no. You need to do this work. You need to send a clear, concise message to the universe, the infinite field of potential, about what it is you desire. And then you need to act as if you're already receiving it, as if it's already beginning to manifest. And it may very well be, you just don't see it. So I'm going to give you 6 techniques that, if you use, will help you let it go and let it flow a little bit easier. Number 1, take control of your thoughts and don't converse with yourself. And here's how a conversation with yourself might work. Well, you know, I texted him the other day and I haven't heard back from him. And that's just not like him. See, I'm already talking to myself. And she hasn't returned my phone call. It means she's doing something else. I wonder if she's seeing someone else. Well, in the past, she's always returned my phone call. Could she be angry at me and seeing someone else? And is it possible? You see what I'm doing? I'm just going down this rabbit hole. Stop conversing with yourself. If you're going to converse with yourself, direct your thoughts to converse in a positive fashion. Well, I haven't heard from her, but that doesn't mean she isn't going to contact me. That doesn't mean he isn't thinking about me. I'm open to divine timing. I'm open to allowing it to happen organically. I'm open to letting it flow naturally. And when he or she is ready, I'm certain they're going to call me, because we are building a bridge of love. We are building a bridge of happiness. We are building a bridge of an incredible, compelling future together. So, 1, direct your thoughts. Do not get into a negative conversation with yourself. Break it up immediately. 2, say to yourself when you're jonesing. You know what I mean by jonesing? You're sitting by the phone You're looking at it. You're driving over past his house. You're looking at her Instagram and Facebook page 4 times a day. You're really jonesing. Remind yourself that this too will pass. That you've been through painful and difficult situations in your life. And so you can go through it again. And you can go through it by not focusing on it so much. Just allow it. If you're like, some people will say, well, I work all day. My mind is positive. It's great. And then I come home. And there's a couple, 2 or 3 hours where I really get in a funk, in a bad place. When you get into that funk, that bad place, just remind yourself, this too will pass. And allow it to pass. Allow that negative flow of energy to pass through you and out of you. We're talking about doing 6 things to manifest a specific person in your life. We believe you do have the power to manifest the love that you desire, a specific person in your life. Number 3, so when your mind gets into that conversation state or you get into that depressive state, take all your focus, because your mind is going all over the place. And you're focusing on fears, you're focusing on doubts, you're focusing on worries, you're focusing on negative what-ifs. And eliminate it all by focusing on your breath. Practice the fourfold breath. In through the nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Out through the mouth for 4 seconds. And remain empty for 4 seconds. Sit down, turn off the TV, turn your phone on airplane mode. Completely turn it on airplane mode or turn it off. And give yourself just 5 minutes of focusing on your breath to come back to center. You see, when you're in a center position, you have the ability to attract anything on your right and anything on your left, depending on what you choose. But when you are way out of balance, when the scales are tipped, you have very limited attraction ability. So several times a day, as a matter of fact, on my Apple Watch, I actually have an app on there that will remind me to breathe. I think I'll take a breath right now. And that helps bring me back to center. Focus on your breath. That's number 3 in how to manifest a specific person. Because remember, you have to desire it, but you can't become obsessive over it. There's a difference between strong, passionate, loving desire and obsession, negative obsession. Number 4, tune into your senses. Ask yourself, what do I feel with my hands? What do I smell with my nose? What do I see with my eyes? Just look around your environment and maybe amplify one of your senses. Go to the store and get the most expensive, decadent piece of chocolate you can find. Just one piece. Put it in your mouth. Let it melt slowly. You see, I want you tuning into your senses. So you're going to tune into the sense of taste. Perhaps take a moment and just stare at a beautiful flower. Or if you don't have a flower, maybe a picture of a flower or a mountain or some scenery of the ocean, a video perhaps, and just listen to it and look at it. Get in touch with your senses, because what happens is when we become obsessive, we tune off and turn out our senses. We completely eliminate them and we live only in our fears and doubts and worries. So get back to your senses. Secret number 5 is to do something, to move your body. Some people say, well, I went to my yoga class this morning, but right now I'm having trouble. Get up and do some jumping jacks. Go for a walk. skip rope, ride a bicycle, go back to the gym, repeat your yoga class, you know, do something physical, because that gets energy flowing in a positive way through your body. It's an incredible feeling. And when you're doing something positive and physical, you know, all the positive, optimistic, resourceful energy becomes used in attracting what you desire, that specific person. And finally, this is the big one, get lost in gratitude. Get lost in gratitude. When things are not moving in the direction that I would like, and I find myself becoming obsessive and pushing and struggling, I will oftentimes sit in my recliner in my office and close my eyes and think about what a wonderful life I have, what wonderful parents I had, what wonderful vacations I've taken and vacations I will take, what a beautiful son I have, a beautiful family. And I'll just focus, I'll bathe myself in gratitude. I mean, don't just write it down, feel it. I go back sometimes to when I was 2 and 3 years old because I have an incredible memory for long-distance recall. And I'll remember little trips that we took when I was 3 years old to, say, Soap Lake, Washington, or Lake Chelan, or the San Juan Islands, or my late uncle who has been gone for many, many years. But all of a sudden, he will be alive in my gratitude. My grandparents will be alive in my gratitude. Old friends that I haven't seen in years and years and years will become alive in my gratitude. The more gratitude you feel, the more you attract those positive feelings into your life in the form of love, in the form of a twin flame, a soulmate, somebody. Oh, yeah, you can send us another wedding invitation, right, Rachel? Yeah, we want more. I don't know what our goal is for the year. We haven't set a goal. We probably will, but we know we'll be attending at least 2 weddings for 2019. I'm expecting to make it a baker's dozen. That's 13. Okay, I need some of you to get married. Have a beautiful, great day. Fill your life with love. Let go and let it flow because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.